In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. A former Benton Harbor basketball star is facing charges in Indiana. Authorities in Indianapolis are charging former Tiger star Carlos Scooby Johnson with rape, attempted rape, and sexual battery. According to court documents, Butler University police were called to a campus dorm after 2 a.m. on February 4th of this year. Police spokeswoman who said that she was raped by a man named Scooby. Officers say that she was severely bleeding from her genitals. Then officers went to Johnson's dorm room, where they reported that he said, "I should have told that expletive to leave." Officers obtained a search warrant for Johnson's room, where they found a pair of his boxers with blood on them. A statement from Butler University said Johnson is no longer enrolled at the school and has not been allowed on the university's campus since the alleged incident. Johnson was named Michigan's Mr. Basketball in 2020 and helped lead the Tigers to the 2018 MHSAA Class B State Championship. Johnson was not able to play college basketball this season after tearing his ACL in his left knee during the preseason. The Berrien County Health Department is once again advising everyone to wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Spokesperson Jillian Conrad tells us the county slipped into the substantial category of COVID transmission this week, meaning the CDC and the health department has updated its guidance.
So aligning with the recommended guidance from the CDC and MDHHS, the Berrien County Health Department is now also recommending that when we are experiencing substantial and high transmission levels, that everyone, and that includes fully vaccinated individuals, wear a face mask when we're in public indoor settings.
Conrad says no one is happy to be back into mask territory, but the transmission rate in Berrien County is now sufficiently high enough to justify it. The county is identifying about 85 new cases per 100,000 residents, and is still at a COVID vaccination rate of about 55%. Conrad says even if you're vaccinated, you're still asked to wear a mask.
With the Delta variant providing such a high viral load with that new infection, it is possible for someone who is fully vaccinated to spread the Delta variant, even if they don't feel sick themselves.
Conrad says breakthrough cases of COVID in which someone is vaccinated but gets the illness anyway are rare, but they do happen. The health department urged to get vaccinated and is asking the parents of teenagers to make sure their kids are protected before going back to school. Michigan would receive $7.2 billion to fix businesses and roads as part of the massive infrastructure package passed in the U.S. Senate. President Biden said in a virtual press conference with Governor Whitmer that Michigan would receive millions more. The package also calls for replacing every lead service line in Michigan and the nation. Biden says 90% of the jobs that would be created would not require a degree. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.